You said you have to break open that.
Yeah, you have to get that outer skin off to get down to the nut.
So if you call the outer one the skin, then the inner one would be the... You don't have to break that.
I know it, that you've got to hit it like a hickory nut, and the outside is the... for heaven's sakes, I've talked till I can't even think about what I'm saying. What do you call it, you know?
Would you call it now the hull or the shell?
Shell, that's what I'm trying to say. There's a big hickory nut tree down there behind Ted's house. It was in our yard down there, big hickory nut tree. It's so pretty every fall when it turns.
I'd like to see it. Well, do you have any kind of nuts that people plant here in groves?
I don't think so.
Like pit?
Plums, we have plums.
Do you have pit?
Peaches. Yeah.
We
have nuts, you mean. No.
You make pie out of them?
Pies? Out of nuts? Pecans, you mean? Here's two in our front yard. Don't you see those big things out there?
Those are pecan trees. They're so big.
Those are pecan trees.
They must be very old.
They're as old as my child is. I'll tell you about those trees. When she was born, Wayne was working, and he was up at Gladewater or somewhere up here where they've got a big nursery. And he came home with those trees. She was about 3 or 4 days old, and he came home with those trees. And he and my father got out there and planted them. And her name is Eva Claire. She's named for his mother and my mother. Oh, his mother's name was Eva, and my mother's name was Claire. And so he says, now this is Eva and this is Claire. And that's what those two trees have always been, Eva and Claire out there.
Eva is on the...
Yeah, that's Eva on that side and this is Claire on this side. And they were planted about 3 days after she was born. And she was 45 years old in April, so now you know how old those trees are.
They are. Mm-hmm. The trees. Well, if you put something in your mouth and you say, I can't...
Swallow.
And
strangle.
And what about what do people smoke?
Cigarettes.
Or?
Cigars. Or pipes.
And if someone, if you were running for political office and someone offered you a big donation to your campaign, sort of in return for favors or something, you might say, well, thank you, but I don't want to be...
indebted.
Is there any other way of saying that?
Obligated.
And, if I said, is it possible, if I said, can you do so-and-so, you'd say, no,
I can't.
And if you were talking about the fact that there'd been an accident down the road and the person was dead, was no longer living by the time the doctor got there, you'd say, well, he was, what, by the time they got there?
Dead when they got there.
Would you ever hear anybody say he was done dead by the time they got there?
Done dead? No, I don't think so.
what about if it was, he was all...
already dead.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that?
Oh, yeah. He was already dead when they got there.
And if I said, will you do something, you'd say, no, I...
can't. I won't.
What kind of birds do you have right here that can see in the dark?
Owls.
Yeah, different kinds.
Oh yeah. Before we cleaned this out a couple of years ago back there, we had a screech owl that he evidently would come back there and roost. And did you ever hear one? Weird sort, and it's not too far back from my bedroom. I would wake up and hear that thing start off with that. But he disappeared. He didn't come back. We had him 1 year out there, one fall. But oh yes, we have worlds of owls around here, big owls.
What do you call the other kind?
Screech owls.
Or the other kind?
Horn owls, or barn owls, or all kinds.
The ones with the bigger ones with the deep voices?
Hoot owls,
And what about birds that drill holes in trees?
Oh, woodpeckers. Look, our trees are all full of holes around here from them.
Do you ever hear them call anything else?
Woodpeckers. Well, there's a sapsucker